AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. At a meeting in Paris today, President Biden apologized to Ukraine's president for the months-long congressional holdup in military aid. Vladimir Zelensky telling him,
"It's very important that in this unity, United States, America, all American people stay with Ukraine, like it was during World War II."
And Saga Magani reports Biden made another stop.
The president stood at France's Pointe aux Oaks, on the same spot where Ronald Reagan 40 years earlier honored Army Rangers who scaled seaside cliffs to take out German artillery positions.
"These are the champions who helped free a continent."
Today, the president urged Americans to hear their voices.
"They are summoning us."
And asking what we will do.
"They're not asking us to scale these cliffs, but they're asking us to stay true to what America stands for."
The president drew an implicit contrast with Donald Trump, who's threatened to dismantle U.S. commitments overseas if elected again.
"Does anyone believe these Rangers want America to go it alone today?"
And says the nation must continue their mission.
"Protect freedom in our time. To defend democracy."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
New details made public of last year's mass shooting in Lewiston, Maine.
Thousands of pages of Maine Department of Public Safety documents released Friday include detailed descriptions of the chaos and carnage surrounding the state's deadliest mass shooting. The descriptions of the scenes where 18 people were killed and 13 others wounded were included in more than 3,000 pages of documents released under the Maine Freedom of Access Act. The documents show that the gunman's family and fellow Army reservists reported that he was suffering from a mental breakdown in the months leading up to the shooting, October 25, 2023. In the aftermath, the legislature passed new gun laws for Maine, including enhancements of the state's yellow flag law. I'm Norman Hall.
This is AP News. In tennis, the men's final is set at the French Open. Gethin Coulbaugh has the matchup.
Carlos Alcaraz has reached his first French Open final by beating Yannick Sinner 2-6, 6-3, 3-6, 6-4, 6-3. Alcaraz's victory makes the 21-year-old from Spain the youngest man to reach a Grand Slam title match on three surfaces. Alcaraz will face Alexander Zverev in Sunday's final. Zverev defeated Casper Ruud 2-6, 6-2, 6-4, 6-2 in the semifinals, hours after a pending domestic violence court case in Zverev's native Germany was resolved. I'm Gethin Coulbaugh.
The women's final is tomorrow. Defending champion Iga Swiatek, owner of four Grand Slam titles, including three in Paris, takes on Italy's Jasmine Paolini, who had never been past the second round at any major tournament until this season. NBC has the broadcast at 9 a.m. Eastern. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.